What's good, straight shooters? This is your girl, Teslin Figaro, host of Straight Shot No Chaser. Well, America has finally spoken, and the next president of the United States is Joe Biden, and America made history by electing the first black woman as vice president of the United States, Senator Kamala Harris. Last week, I provided you a post-election recap. If you haven't heard it, please go back and check it out. This week, I want to take a moment to talk about what do we do next? The three B's, which is break, build, and back to business. Number one, break. I normally say not to get caught up in celebrations too long, but I'm going to keep it real with your family. After the anxiety that so many of you felt, America deserves a break. Many of you were stressing all day, every time Trump went on Twitter, it stressed you out. I remember not even being able to get through phone calls with my aunt and my grandmother and other family members without them mentioning Trump. So we all deserve a break. We deserve a moment to just reflect and remind ourselves how important our vote is. Now, a lot of you are wondering if Trump will really leave office. And this tells me that many of you have believed the hype and believe that Trump is actually more powerful than our collective government and our collective power. And yes, although there are many loopholes that could keep him in office, it's damn near impossible. So I'm concerned that the level of anxiety that Trump has given so many of you, even now after an election, it is hard for you to believe. So I want to ask that you take a mental break and reflect. Turn off the TV. Stay away from social media. If it's causing you more anxiety, it's unnecessary. The people have spoken. America will move forward, and Joe Biden will assume office on January 20th. Number two, build. Remember last week I talked about building power? Well, there are many ways to do that. But right now, I want to talk about one way we build power, which is by taking control of the Senate. Now, that applies if you are a Democrat or an independent that leans left like myself. I do realize I have Republican listeners, and you're welcome to vote for a Republican if need be. My point is, I just want you to be involved. So, how do we do that with Georgia? The runoff election is January 5th. Early voting is December 14th. You can request an absentee ballot by November 5th. And if you have not registered to vote, don't feel judged, and please don't let pride get in the way. You have until December 7th to register to vote. Remember, a president is only successful if he has the majority of the Senate and the majority of the House of Representatives. Now, let me translate that for my G homies. What that means is the president is the OG, the Senate is the YG, and the House of Representatives are the BGs. Everyone in the set must push the line in order to protect the territory. So all eyes are on Georgia. But we have more elections next year to come and in the midterms in 2022. But no worries. I got you all the way through the process. Just stay subscribed to Straight Shot No Chaser. Number three, back to business. Okay, so you've taken your break, and now you have figured out how you want to build. But you know what usually happens at this point? Most people just stop. In other words, they don't walk it like they talk it. You have to put these things in place and in action if you want to see the change in your community. Don't just talk on the internet. Be a frontline soldier. Last week, I posted a message that said that people on the internet would rather be right when they say change is not possible rather than get off their ass and make change a possibility. So in order to make change a possibility, you have to get involved and get active. You cannot just stand on the sidelines and tell everyone else how to play the game. Get involved. Be a player. I'll meet you in the field. Now, one last thing. Stop allowing Trump to live in your head. And I'm not being funny when I say that, but it is clear that many of you are traumatized, that you are finding it a challenge to move on. You talk about Trump 24/7. Despite the fact that Biden has won, many of you are addicted to talking about Trump. Let that trauma go and move on. Move on for yourself. Move on for your children. Move on for your community. Now, I'm not saying move on and go back to sleep. No, we must continue to stay woke. And I'm not saying that Joe Biden or Senator Harris is our savior. And I'm definitely not saying that every issue in America will magically fade away. What I am saying is that at least we won't have a president on Twitter tweeting all day long. What I am saying is that just like in life, if you are blessed to live another day, then that is another day to push for change. Before I close, I want to thank each and every one of you for keeping our podcast on the top 200 in society and culture. That is not easy to do because there are millions of podcasts. But you, by listening, subscribing, sharing, writing a review, rating, you put us in the top charts in the first 30 days of launching. That is a huge accomplishment, and you should be very proud. I am well aware that I do not do this by myself. Shout out to my producers, Dwayne, Marcy, the entire family at Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. And special shout out to Charlemagne the God for believing in the power of Black voices and using his power and influence to create the Black Effect Podcast Network. So please do me a favor, if you haven't did it yet, please rate the podcast, write a review on Apple, and invite your friends. Remember, again, each vote counts, each number counts, and you better believe, in the age of information, numbers don't lie. Now, you may ask, why are the numbers important? Well, did you know that the majority of podcast listeners are white? Not to mention, most podcasts are not information-driven. A lot of podcasts are comedy, music, entertainment, and I'm not knocking that, but I want you to know the huge accomplishment that we have accomplished by being able to compete pretty much in the entertainment category and stay in the top 200. What does that tell me? It doesn't tell me that this podcast is needed. What it tells me is that this podcast is absolutely necessary. And in order to stay in the top charts, I need your help, family. Would you join me by being a Straight Shooter partner, not just by listening to the show, but also sharing with a friend? Well, next week, I'm going to get back to interviewing guests from every walk of life. And I want you to know that I have walked in many of your shoes, not every situation, but similar. And if it wasn't me, it was someone that I know. And that's important to me because it is always my goal that you know you are not walking alone. This is Teslin Figaro, and like I always say, use it, lose it, but I can't make you choose it. And believe it or not, America has chosen the next president of the United States.